Well, the sun is out, but it has not warmed up things much yet. But it, as Katie's saying, it will warm up here in just a little bit. Right now in Pueblo, 13 degrees. Downtown Colorado Springs, we are sitting at 12. Let's go to the news line. When I shucked Doug's hand,
I was going to say the news line. He's standing right here.
I'm sorry. not the news line.
Let's go to the microphone.
I was going to just say when I shook Doug's hand, it was cold because it's so cold outside. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to get out.
Yeah, Doug Price from Visit Colorado Springs is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you. And there is so much going on in the Pikes Peak region, isn't there?
Yes. You know, since one of the things that we have been talking about really since last fall, but this spring, was the COG.
Yes.
And the future of the COG and what it means to the quality of life of our residents as well as our visitors. If there's one thing you've heard me say, if an attraction is good for visitors, it's also good for residents as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm really pleased that the City of Manitou Springs and the Oklahoma Publishing, the parent company of the COG and the Broadmoor, have agreed to reconstruct the COG, and it's going to start next spring. And, you know, this is such a heritage for our community.
Yeah.
So many people, generations have come up on the COG. And I was talking with my staff about it yesterday, and one of the things that they said was, we all see the motor coach tours that go around town. We see the buses. We get about 350 bus tours a year that come to the Pikes Peak region. And more than half of those involve trains and people that want to do the trains around the state of Colorado. So the COG is one of the most important attractions that we have for the motor coach tours, as well as families that want to go up and just take advantage of the Pikes Peak view. And if the stars and moon align, it would appear that the COG, they're going to start construction next spring. It'll be ready in May of 2021.
That's amazing.
And the Summit House is on track to be ready the year before.
Right.
And so the experience on top of Pikes Peak is going to be the type of experience that we want people from around the world to experience on America's Mountain.
Well, and Doug, a lot of people might be saying, well, why is this going to take so long for the COG? This is not just let me fix some wheels and some, it has to be a total reconstruction, doesn't it?
It does. And as the folks that are doing this project have said, it's the most complicated project going on in North America over the next 2 years. And when you combine that with the complication of the Summit House construction, they're two of the most unique case study projects in the world of construction to study, and it's going to be fascinating to watch and track the progress.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're only there's only two COG railways in North America. Is that right?
I think that's right. The other one is in New Hampshire, I believe. Yeah,
and I remember when this story first came out, one of the other problems getting it repaired is there are limited companies around the world that have the know-how to do the job in the first place.
Yes. That's exactly right. You've got to go to it's a very specialized expertise. That's right. So we are happy with and say thank you to the Manitou Springs City Council, Mayor Ken Jaray, the citizens of Manitou, as well as Oklahoma Publishing for coming up with a solution that long term everybody wins.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's now, Doug, talk about the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo once again in the top of the top in the country. No surprise, really.
Well, yeah, just a little newspaper like USA Today
has
ranked our there's this competition that they're doing called Best Zoo Lights. And it goes through next Monday the 10th. You can get online at the zoo's website, cmzoo.org/vote. And just vote for Electric Safari at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Yeah. Currently, it's ranked like fifth. But by next Monday, our listeners could push this over the top and make the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo the number one zoo lights in the country.
Yeah, well, there is so much fun, the Electric Safari. And by the way, speaking of the zoo, really quick, they will be coming up on the Extra. And we have a special visitor today. And also on the new news with you, Mike. We have a special visitor. It's Timmy, the 30-pound tortoise, will be joining us today.
Looking forward to meeting
him. From the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
Right.
And we will talk more about Electric Safari.
I also want to just mention that there are so many events happening this holiday season that if you go to visit cos.com/events, you will see everything from where you can vote for the zoo to all the different events that are happening in the region.
So many.
Yeah. So I would encourage your listeners to do that. I was hoping the last thing we could talk about just really briefly is the airport. The numbers have come in through October, and you know, we're up about 6.4% over where we were year to date a year ago.
Okay.
It's about 1.5 million passengers have come through. And, you know, since 2015, which we have talked about when the increased flights started to come in, we're up like 38% passengers through our airport. And people always, you know, were saying, Doug, what we really need are just more flights. And one of the things that I was excited to hear is that Delta and SkyWest next summer, starting in June, are going to add a third daily flight to Salt Lake City next summer.
Wow.
So that increased capacity, there's something about Salt Lake and Colorado Springs that is just the airlines are recognizing the demand that's there. And it won't be the last city that the flights get added to, but I just think that Greg Phillips and his team at the airport are really to be applauded for the great work that they've done in attracting not only businesses, but more flights to our airport.
Making it more affordable.
That's it. And, you know, the thank you that they're giving again is now through the end of the year, half price on parking for long-term parking through December 31st. So I hope that our listeners will look before they book and fly in and out of Colorado Springs.
Absolutely.
Doug, good to catch up with you. We'll see you again soon, 7:42 on KRDO News Radio.